感谢神，我们在这个主日的清晨啊，我们再一次来到神的殿中，我们来思想啊圣经的话语。
Thank God, and this morning we come to the house of God and let's think about the word of God.
我们大家可以一起看到这个大屏幕，我们一起来读路加福音十一章27-28节。
Let's look at this on the screen. Let's read together Book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 27-28.
路加福音十一章二十七节起。耶稣正说这话的时候，众人中间有一个女人大声说：“怀你胎的和乳养你的有福了。”耶稣说：“是。”却还不如听神之道而遵守的人有福。感谢神，我们经文就读到这里，我们一起来祷告。
Thank God, this is the passage we have today, and let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
We thank you, you give us your word through the Bible.
你的话语照亮我们这些本来在黑暗当中的人。
Your word shine light upon us that we who are in the darkness.
感谢你赐下圣灵，带领我们能够来认识、来思想圣经的话语。
We thank you, you give us the Holy Spirit that lead us. We can think about and meditate the word of God.
愿神的话语成为我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
May the word of God become the lamp upon feet and the light upon our path.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a praise name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
当众人看到耶稣讲话充满了智慧的时候，
And when the crowd see that when Jesus speak to the crowd and his preaching is full of wisdom.
这时候人群当中就有一个女人就情不自禁的就大声喊怀你胎的和乳养你的有福了。
So that in the crowd, one of the women just cannot help herself. He cried out, he said, like we just read, he said, the blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts that nurse you.
就是情不自禁的喊，就是做你的妈妈好幸福啊。
And it's basically she cannot help herself cry out that to be mother like that would be very blessed, be happy.
就是毫无疑问，就是非常羡慕，耶稣的母亲玛利亚。
Of course, he is very much look at Mary. He said very feel happy about for her.
啊，有这么。有智慧的儿子，或者说出色的儿子，哇，这个母亲是世界上最幸福的人。
And basically saying you have the son like such an excellent son and full of wisdom, this mother must be the most happiest mother in the earth.
其实就是我们看到人们这样对耶稣说，然后羡慕耶稣的母亲。其实我相信，作为华人，我们是非常能够理解人为什么有这样的心情。
And we see the crowd reaction towards Jesus and her mother. I think as a Chinese, we kind of understand.
就是我们觉得给这个父母怎么样说，这个父母是最有福的呢？看他们的孩子，看他们孩子是怎样的孩子。
And we said how we look at the parents is their most blessing. They just look at their children and look at their children.
就是哇，如果他的孩子是非常的好非常的出色，我们就哇，这个父母真是有福气啊，有这样好的孩子。
And if their children are very excellent, and then they will say, "Oh, their parents are very blessed because they have such excellent children."
如果我们看到这个年轻人哈，看到这个孩子，哇，非常的糟糕，我们就说，哎呀，他的爸爸妈妈太可怜，太悲惨了。
And if we see a children or young man in a very terrible situation, then we probably say in our heart, their parents is so pity and sad.
这个爸爸妈妈肯定是被这个孩子会伤透了心。
And this parents must be hurt deep in their heart by this child.
啊，我们首先要特别注意到，耶稣没有否定人的这种想法。
And we want to notice here, number one, that Jesus first, that Jesus actually didn't deny people's the thinking like this.
啊，耶稣说什么呢？耶稣就是他这个话可以答案回答分成两部分。第一部分其实很简单，就是耶稣说是。
And we can Jesus see Jesus' response it simply can divide by two parts. The first part is very simple. It's just yes.
耶稣说是的，是这样的。
And Jesus said yes. That's true.
啊，我的母亲是很有福的。
And my mother is a blessed one.
甚至玛利亚自己都说她是女人当中女子当中最有福的一个，历代万代都要称她是有福的妇人。
And actually, in the Bible, they recorded Mary himself, herself actually said, and she was the most blessed woman, and the generation of generation will declare.She was the blessed one.
我们首先第一个要注意啊，耶稣没有否定人的这种想法，就是父母是否是幸福，父母是否是有福，决定于他们的孩子。耶稣没有否定这种想法。
And we want to know this first. Jesus didn't deny this type of thinking that whether parents is blessed or not, somehow determined by whether their children, how their children do it.
但是耶稣只是引导人们去思想或者去追求那真正更大的福气。
But the second part of Jesus would try to do is try to lead people to seek and pursue the even more big blessings that people can have.
耶稣说那你们说的这个是的。耶稣说我承认是这样的，就是这个人的幸福往往被他们孩子所决定。
So, Jesus said, yes, I acknowledge that what you said, parents' happiness is formed, somewhat formed by the success of their children.
但是耶稣接下来就说，但是我告诉你，现在有更大真正的福是什么，你们要去思想，要去追求。
But Jesus followed up with that saying, is more than that, there is an even big blessing that you need to pursue.
就是做一个听神的道然后去遵行的人遵守的人，这是真正的福气，这是更大的福气。
And even bigger blessing is become a person who hear the word of God and keep it.
那么事实上就是像我们上一个主日所思想的那样，就是当门徒他们出去赶鬼非常的成功，他们回来非常的高兴。
And just like the message we preached last Sunday, and our disciple went out to preach, and they cast out the demon, they come back, they're very happy.
耶稣也没有否定他们这种因自己的成功而来的高兴。耶稣对他们这种喜悦，事实上没有否定。
And Jesus, at that time, Jesus also didn't deny their feeling of happiness because they preached the word and cast the demon. Jesus didn't deny this happiness they have.
耶稣说就说他看见了看见了看见魔鬼从天坠落了，也就是说耶稣说你们说的是的，我看见你们的作为了，你们确实是赶鬼很成功。
And Jesus actually said yes, I saw this demons actually devils fall from the sky, and yes, you are success, you cast out the demon, that's I saw it.
所以耶稣没有否定他们因为自己的成功而来的喜悦，但是耶稣事实上是引导他们，是启发他们，你们应该为更大的事情喜悦。
And Jesus didn't deny their feeling of happiness for their success to cast out demon, but Jesus go one step further, lead them to say, you guys got to be happy or rejoice in the even big thing.
那更大的事情更重要的是什么，就是名字记载在生命册上，记在天上，这是真正最大的喜悦，让人可以高兴的事情。
And Jesus follow up with that, you got to seek the even bigger thing, that big most happy thing and biggest thing is your name is recorded on the book of life in heaven, that's the things you should pursue.
在我们今天所读的经文事实上有跟我们上次分享有相似的地方。
And today the passage we'll look at as actually there's some similarity here to the passage we shared last week.
就是耶稣没有否定就是人们有这种想法，就是一个人是否是有福决定于他们的孩子。耶稣没有否定人们有这样的想法。
It's likewise, Jesus didn't deny people's thinking that whether a person blessed or not is that somehow determined by how their children doing. Jesus didn't deny that.
耶稣说是的，是这样的。
And Jesus said, yeah, that's the case.
但是耶稣说，但是有更大的福气，你们要去思想，要去追求。
But Jesus said more than that, there's an even bigger blessing that you need to pursue and you need to seeking.
现在我们来思想耶稣这句话的第一部分，就是耶稣就是承认人们这种想法在某种程度上是正确的。
And let's think about the first part of this passage. Yes, Jesus basically acknowledged or didn't deny what people's thinking.
我以前我曾经看到有一个非常喜悦的父亲，非常高兴的父亲。
And a long time ago, I kind of observed a very happy father.
然后这个父亲的高兴确实是因为他看到自己的孩子，他很高兴。
And this father is pretty happy. Is that because he saw something about his child?
这怎么一回事？就是很多年以前，有一天我去我女儿的幼儿园，就是接我女儿放学。
And this what happened is a couple years ago, I went to my daughter's school and I was just take her home.
这时候我们所有的家长是不允许进去的嘛，我们都在外面那个门外面等，那个是栅栏门，我们可以看到里面发生什么。
And also, this is at that time the parents is not allowed to get into to take our kids, but we only can stand outside. But this is the wall is kind of is a fence. We actually can see what's happening inside.
这时候呢，我就看到一个小男孩啊，就在欺负别的小孩。
And at that time, I just saw a little boy actually is bullying another child.
这时候就有一个父亲呢，他就离我不远的地方，这个父亲就很高兴，就说：“你看那个孩子，那个霸气的孩子是我儿子。”
And then another father just stand nearby me, and he is very happy. He said, "Hey, look, this boy is bullying other child. This is my boy."
然后他就跟他周围的家长就说：“你看。”只有我儿子欺负别人，没有别人可以欺负我儿子。
And he's very proud to say to other parents, "Look, only my child can bully other guys, and none of other child can bully my boys."
然后我们在那一群家长，哇，他最高兴了。
And so all of us stand there, he is the happiest one there.
然后当时我看的时候，我心里想什么
？And at that time when I saw this, I'm thinking,
我为这个父亲感到难过。
I'm kind of feel sad for him.
我说这个父亲将来，如果他孩子一直是这样的话，他将来一定是一个很痛苦的父亲。
I'm thinking if his child is always like this, and in the future he must be a very sad and painful father.
事实上，我心里为他一点都高兴不起来。我心里事实上对这个父亲充满了怜悯，我说好可怜呐！这以后这个父亲日子该多么的惨，因为他有这样的个儿子。如果他儿子不变的话
，The matter of truth at that time, I really don't have any happiness feel for that father. Instead, I have a pity and a mercy towards this father. I said, if his child is always like this, how sad he could become in the future.
所以有时候我们父母的是不是高兴呢？是不是觉得啊，我很有福，我很有福，是根据孩子来决定的。但是很多时候，我们这个判断是错的。我们应该感到悲伤的事情，我们却感到高兴。
So here, actually, let's learn a lesson. Sometimes, yes, our happiness sometimes depend on what are our children doing. But a lot of times, our judgment is wrong. Things we need to feel sad about it, we feel happy about it.
然后我看到这个幼儿园里的这个小霸王啊，我就想起圣经中也记载了两个儿子，这两个儿子让他们的父亲是非常的痛苦的。
When I saw this little naughty boy, I just make me think and remember the two songs recorded in the Bible. And this two songs actually in the Bible is like make their father is pretty sad.
就是当时的以色列人的大祭司以利，他有两个儿子。
And this is recorded in the Bible. At that time, Israelites has this great priest Eli. Actually, he has two sons.
然后他这两个儿子也是祭司，很年轻就做了祭司。
And his two sons are also priests.
所以 如果从人的眼光来看，这两个年轻人很成功的，这么年轻就当祭司，有很大的这个权柄和权力在以色列民当中。
So from people's view, actually, these two sons are very successful, become a priest in such a young age, and you know the priest actually had a lot of power among the Israelites.
啊，可能有些人看到。以利的这两个儿子，人们还羡慕，哎呦，有这么两个儿子，这么成功的儿子啊，这么年轻当祭司了。
Maybe someone watch these two sons, they will think very with admires, hey, such a young man and become a priest.
但是圣经说什么呢？就是以利这两个儿子是恶人，不认识耶和华。
But Bible recorded is these two sons are wicked and they don't know Jehovah.
所以我们会看见这是很值得我们思想的事情，这两个儿子是祭司啊，是在神的殿中，在圣殿中来服侍神的人，但是圣经说这两个人不认识神。
And so that makes us thinking deeply that these two persons, these two sons, they are actually is a priest and they serve in the temple. The so-called people serve God, but Bible record them, they are don't know Jehovah God.
所以我们今天也不要有这个错觉，我们觉得哎呀，我们把我们孩子带到教会来，他就认识神，不一定的。
So we don't want to have this confusion that if I bring my child to the church and he will know God, that's not necessarily true.
我的孩子为教会做很多事情，他就认识神，他是神学，他不一定的。
And some child do a lot of things at the church or something that he must know God and God know him. That's not necessarily true either.
然后。甚至接下来说，就是以利的这两个儿子啊，在十七节哈，《撒母耳记上》第二章十七节，圣经是这样说。
And actually, in the Bible, in the Samuel, First Samuel, two verse 17 actually record like this.
如此，这二少年人的罪在耶和华面前甚重了，因为他们藐视耶和华的祭物。
And it recorded, therefore, the sin of the young man, this two sons, was very great before the Lord, for men abhorred the offering of the Lord.
他们呢，就是抢那个献祭的肉吃。
What they do is they just grab the meat that's supposed to give an offering, they just eat those meat.
其实祭司是可以吃这个肉的。
Actually, priesthood can eat the meat.
但他们抢。
But they just grab it.
那个肉上的脂油要先全部烧掉，他们等不及了。
And according to Bible, according to what the Lord said, the fat among the meat need to be taken out as an offering, burn it out, but they cannot wait it, they just grab it.
他就是要吃啊。
They just want to eat.
他们甚至就是跟人跟一些妇女有淫乱的行为。
And they even commit adultery with women in the temple,
简单的说就是他们藐视神。
And put it simple, they just despise God.
藐视神。
They don't just,
敬畏神。
They don't fear God.
他们是祭司，他们在圣殿里服侍，他们成为以色列人和神之间的一个代表，但是他们却藐视神，不敬畏神。
And they are the priests, they are the representative Israelites among God, they serve God in that way, but they don't fear God.
这两个儿子后来让他们的父亲以利非常的痛苦。
And these two sons and make their father Eli very sad.
以利那个时候看见他儿子的罪就劝两个儿，但那个时候已经完全没有用了，因为孩子已经大不听他劝了。
And Eli actually saw their wicked way and he tell them don't do this or the whatever that is, but it's too late because this son is already grow up.
这两个儿子为什么会变成这个样子？
Why they become like this?
为什么他藐视神？
Why they despise God?
如果神对这两个儿子的父亲以利是这样说的。
And actually, God say to Eli in that way.
你尊重你的儿子过于尊重神。
And why they become this is that Lord say to Eli, said that they become this is because you honor your two sons more than honor God.
所以以利的两个儿子藐视神，以利有没有藐视神呢？
So if we look at Eli, these two sons despise God, do not respect God, Is the Elah despise God as well?
以利也藐视神。
He did.
因为他们尊他尊重他的两个儿子超过尊重神啊。
Because he honored his two sons more than honor God.
结果这两个儿子给以利后来带来极大的痛苦。这两个儿子同一天都被非利士人杀死了。
Of course, these two sons was bring a lot of pain to Eli, their father, and they were both killed at the same day by Philistines.
然后那天呢，就是约柜也被非利士人也夺去了。
And at the day they were killed by Philistine, and also the ark was took away by the Philistine also.
当大祭司以利听到这个消息，心里极其的悲痛，向后跌倒，当场就摔死了。
And when Eli hear this news, is so such a great pain in his heart, he fell down and died.
所以，我看到那个我以前在幼儿园看到的那个父亲哈，就是他为他的两个小，他为他的一个小霸王的儿子感到骄傲高兴的时候，我就想到了以利。
And so when I at that time I saw this father would be so happy about his son is bullying other child, I think about Eli.
我相信，只要是一个正常的父母，看到这样的一个父亲为他这个小霸王的儿子感到高兴，只要一个正常的父母就会觉得，哎呀，他太可怜，这个父亲太可怜了。
I'm thinking that any normal parents, when saw this father happy for his son is bullying other people, I think probably everyone kind of normal sense will think he is so pity.
然后当以利的两个儿子当时在圣殿胡作非为抢肉吃啊，甚至跟一些妇女在那里就是乱来的时候，有人劝他们的，就是那些献祭人劝，哎，你不要抢，你不要抢，这个肉是给你的，但是要先把这个脂油烧掉。有人劝他们的。
And just remember when this two son and Eli's two son in the temple do all those wicked things, grab meat and have commit adultery with women. And actually at that time, there's people try to stop them, just tell them don't grab those meat. This meat will give to you after the fat was taken away.They actually, somebody was trying to stop them and tell them, don't do that. And we know at that time, this is no use because he cannot stop them.
然后这些人心里会不会想，哎呀，你看这两个儿子，他们的父母该多么的痛苦啊，你看这两个儿子。
And I think at that time, the people tried to stop them. They will think, well, their parents should be so in agony and painful because...Look at them as behave like this.
我们再看圣经中另外一位痛苦的父亲。
And let's look at another Bible record another painful father.
大卫。
And it's David.
大卫是个很痛苦的父亲。
And David actually is a father has suffered a lot of pain.
他的儿女也有很大的问题。
And his children has a lot of problem.
在他所有的孩子当中有一个最俊美的就是亚撒龙。
And in all his children, there's one is the most handsome one, and that one called Absalom.
哇，亚撒龙太漂亮了。
Absalom is basically very handsome.
我发现就是我们很多爸爸妈妈的孩子们啊，因为在美国长大，美国出生，从小营养比较好，我发现的是普遍的情况长得比我们爸爸妈妈要高大。
And I find in the U.S. and I see some of our family because probably they have a good food on nourishing all those things. So I find that most our children is kind of grow up taller and stronger than our parents.
我相信亚撒龙其实比大卫应该是就是长得要高大，甚至更英俊。大卫也不丑啊，大卫也不丑。
I believe Absalom probably grew up is even taller, stronger, taller than David, and maybe even handsomer than David. Of course, David is a handsome person too.
但是大卫在他的兄弟当中比他是最弱的一个，最小的一个，因为他的几个哥哥那是非常高大英俊的。
Of course, Bible recorded David among his brothers. David actually is the not that big one. His brother is much taller and stronger and handsome.
我在想就是 哎，有时候我们看到我们的孩子，哇，这是这么漂亮，这么高大，我们心里也会高兴的。哦，有这么一个好儿子。
And if we look at our children, they're such a strong and handsome or beautiful, we also happy. Oh, I have such a great child.
啊，圣经说什么？以色列全地之中，无人像亚撒龙那样的俊美。
And about,
和人的称赞，从脚底到头顶毫无瑕疵啊。
And the Bible actually recorded like you see on the screen that among the Israelites, no one is handsome than Absalom. And from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet is no blemish.
我想问大家，你一个儿子是这样，你高不高兴呢？
And how about you have a son like this? Do you happy?
这对一个人的称赞到了这个地步，我相信这没有什么，这已经到底了呀。
You can see the description of the Absalom about his beauty, about his handsome and strong is almost like to the end. There's no more can add it.
而且得人的称赞呢。
And also you'll be praised.
所以我在想，很多时候，哇，如果我们仅仅圣经读到这里，我们就哎呀，大卫太有福气了！你看有这样的一个儿子啊。
So if we read Bible just up to here, we think, well, David is very blessed to have a son like this.
那如果就是我们啊，如果我们有这样的儿子，我天天要带出去让人家看呐。
If I have a son like this, I would take him out every day and let people see it.
但是我们知道后来发生了什么
？And most of us know what happened later on.
后来这个亚撒龙可以说伤透了大卫的心啊，伤透了他父亲的心。
Later we can say this Absalom actually hurt David's heart to the very deepest way.
到处追杀他的父亲大卫。
And he tried to pursue and kill David.
而且极尽一切最可怕的行为去羞辱他的父亲，当着所有的人去羞辱他的父亲。
And also he did the most absolutely evil way, tried to humiliate his father in a public.
我们想那时候大卫的心里是怎样的。
And if you imagine how that David's heart would be at that time.
大卫说哇，无法想象他那个时候他的心情怎样，他曾经如此的爱这个孩子，如此的这个孩子他觉得如此的好，但是他现在看到这一切太痛苦，无法想象。
So we hardly can imagine how David feels, because he was once so proud and so loved this son, but now become this. We really hardly can imagine how his heart being hurt.
当亚撒龙做极其邪恶的事情，当着所有以色列的面故意公开做，要羞辱他的父亲，当时候以色列民他们看到这一切，他们心里想什么？
When Absalom actually in the public do a very very wicked things to publicly humiliate his father David and show to all the Israelites, what do you think all the Israelites thinking about David at that time?
他说有这样的孩子的父亲太可怜了，对不对？
And what a pity a father have a son like this.
虽然他最英俊，虽然他最漂亮，
Even he is most handsome and the most strong.
但是做他的父亲太痛苦了。
But become his father is too painful to become his father.
所以我们今天来思想什么是真正的福。
So today, when we thinking about what's the true blessing,
就是从人看的，确实是很多时候我们是不是有福啊，决定于我们的孩子。
So from people's view that whether we are blessed or not, it's kind of partly determine our children.
当然我希望我们的孩子也意识到这一点哈。
And of course, I want our children to understand this.
让我们做任何事情，我们不要只想自己，我们想。别人会怎么说我的父亲呢？怎么说我们的母亲呢
？And I want our children to understand that we now don't do the things. Just think, okay, I do the things on my own way. When we do all the things, we need to think about how the other people think about my father, think about my mother.
人们不会跟你说，哎呀，你不要这样做，你不好。人们心里就说，哎呀，他的父母太可怜了，有这样的孩子。
Yeah, I want to.Want us to understand that people not only say, "Oh, you don't do this, you don't do that." People also in their heart will say, "Their parents is really kind of pity to have children behave like this.
啊，其实这是我们基督徒应该知道的一件事情，因为我们基督徒是神的儿女。
And it's more than that. As a Christian, we need to know this because as a Christian, we are the children of God.
我们做事情是涉及到我们天父的荣耀，天父的名。
What we do is in connect with the name of the Lord and in connect with the glory of God.
上帝是我们的父亲，是我们的天父。我们做任何事情不是考虑我自己的喜好，我们要知道人家看到我们的言行，人家会说他还是信上帝的，他还说自己是基督徒，人家会这样，人家会羞辱我们在天上的父。
As a children of God, we are called the children of God. So we're not, if we only do it according to our own way, then what we do is people look at us, will not only look at ourselves, they will think about this person is a believer in God, they will bring the humiliation to our Heavenly Father.
那么我们刚才看到圣经中有一些年轻人，在人看来他们可能是比如说以利的两个儿子非常的成功，那么年轻就做祭司。
So before, we look at in the Bible, there's some children that in people's eye looks like successful, like Eli's two sons, they become a priest.
然后我们会看见这个亚撒龙，哇，这个孩子太优秀了，哇，这么俊美，哇，这是没有人比他更好的。
And we also look at Absalom, looks like is so excellent, as the most handsome, no one's better than him.
就是从脚底到头顶，就是按我今天话说，360度无死角的，无瑕疵的。
And basically, is from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. In today's world, 300 degrees. There's that you can look at him. There's no blemish.
但是呢，这样的孩子，人们看到他，人们会说，哎呀，他们的父母太可怜了，太痛苦了。
And but in the end, when people look at them, and people cannot help to think that.As a parents of this children or this child will be pretty painful and sorrowful.
那我们看圣经中一个让他的父亲觉得骄傲、觉得幸福的孩子。
So let's look at one example. That child actually makes his father very proud and very happy.
那么这就是约瑟。
And this is Joseph.
然后我们从雅各对约瑟的祝福当中，我们可以看到这是何等幸福的一个父亲呐！就是当他来祝福约瑟的时候，我们看到这个父亲心里是充满了喜乐，充满了安慰。
And we can just look at when Joseph, his father, gave Joseph the blessing, and we can see this father, how this father is filled with joy and happiness.
我给大家读一段这段圣经，大家可以看到这个大屏幕哈。
I just read it, and you can look at a screen, and I just read this blessing that Joseph's father gave to him.
创世纪49:22-26, 22节，约瑟是多结果子的树枝，是泉旁多结果子的枝子，他的枝条探出墙外，弓箭手将他苦害，向他射箭，逼迫他。但他的弓仍然坚硬，他的手健壮敏捷，这是因以色列的牧者，以色列的磐石，就是雅各的大能者，你父亲的神必帮助你，那全能者必将天上所有的福，地里所藏的福，以及生产乳养的福都赐给你。你父亲所住的福胜过我祖先所住的福，如勇士的山岭至极的地界，这些福必降在约瑟的头上，临到那与弟兄迥别之人的顶上。所以这段话呢，是约瑟的父亲雅各，就是对约瑟的一段祝福的话。
And this passage recorded that Joseph's father Jacob gave the blessing to Joseph.
从这段话中我们看到这个父亲是深深的为他这个儿子感到骄傲的。
And from this passage, we can sense that this father is deeply proud of his son.
然后给约瑟的祝福可以说已经是没有更多的话可以说了，就是这个福已经到了至极的地界了。
We can see that the blessing that Jacob gave to Joseph is like it, up to the utmost. There's nothing more he can add.
啊，为什么呢？其实第一句话就指出约瑟这个人呐、啊，他是多结果子的树枝。
And you can see that the first sentence he said Joseph is a tree. He bear a lot of fruit.
圣经所说的多结果子是什么意思呢？
When Bible talk about bear fruit, what that means?
就是你祝福最多的人。
And basically said that when you bear more fruit, basically you can bless a lot of people. You bring a bless to a lot of people.
这个树是不吃自己的果子的。
You understand the tree actually don't eat its own fruit.
这个果子都被谁吃到了？被别的人吃，别的动物吃掉。
The fruit was eaten by others.
Yeah, 所以。多结果子，我们有时候就说啊，祷告求神让我多结果子。我们要知道，我们并不是说啊，神你给我这个给我那个，我们是说神呐、啊，你让我成为祝福别人的人，你让更多的人可以来吃我的果子。
So the bear fruit, let's understand the bear fruit in Bible means a blessing to other people. When pray to the Lord, say, Lord, let me bear fruit. Let's understand it's not say Lord give me more of those blessings itself. Rather, the pray is the Lord.Bless me so I can bless a lot of people. I make me become a blessing of a lot of others. That means bear fruit.
所以约瑟他给很多人带去祝福，甚至把这个祝福带到以色列民族之外，就是伸到了墙外，伸到了埃及人，伸到了全天下。
So, as a matter of fact, Joseph did bring a lot of blessing to Israelites, not among Israelites, also beyond Israelites.Just like it says, its branch has crossed the outside.
啊，然后约瑟呢，他最后说他是什么？和弟兄迥别的人，他跟他的弟兄是不一样的。
And then the last word said he actually is separates from his brothers.
约瑟的其他的弟兄是怎样的人？他们其他的弟兄是骗子，啊，骗他的父亲，骗了几十年，甚至几十年。
And Joseph's other brother is what they like, looks like. They are liars. They cheat their father for so many years.
当我们读圣经，看到约瑟其他的儿子，哦，对不起，看到雅各其他的儿子对雅各的欺骗，我们读圣经，我们说这个父亲太可怜了，对自己的孩子这样的害，这样的骗。
When we read the Bible, when we read this Jacob's other children, That when they cheat their father, we will think this father is really sad because they cheat by the son in such a way.
但是我们看约瑟，我们心里有点安慰。我说，哇，这个父亲还是有福的，因为他有个儿子像约瑟这样。
But when we look at Joseph, we said, oh, this father is still blessed because he has a son like Joseph.
所以当到时候好像又说错名字是吗？啊，当雅各看到他的儿子，他看到其他的儿子，你看对其他儿子的祝福，有时候那个话就是，也说，哎，你这个儿子像豺狼，那个儿子像虎豹，就是这样的话。所以你看到雅各看到其他的孩子，他心里也很痛苦的。
So actually, Jacob, when you look at his other sons, he actually is very painful in his heart. This is expressed in his blessing to the other sons. Sometimes he said, you like a wolf, the other like a tiger. It's not very good type of blessing.
但是当雅各看到约瑟，雅各说，啊，我是有福的父亲，我也是有福，我，你看我有这样的孩子。
And when Jacob looked at Joseph, and then he's filled with joy, he said, I'm a blessed one. I have a son like this.
其实我们刚才思想就是耶稣回答那个问题的第一个部分，就是人的幸福啊，有时候会决定于这个孩子。耶稣没有否定这一点，耶稣说是的，是这样。
So let's go back to the very beginning. We said the first part of Jesus talking here, Jesus didn't deny that people's thinking. A lot of times, a person's happiness depends on his child or children, and Jesus didn't deny that. Jesus said, yes, that's true.
但是我们要知道。就是我们刚才举圣经中举的那些例子啊，让他们的父母心里愁苦的孩子，他们在人看来，他们可能也是很成功的，可能也是很俊美的。
And but we want to through those examples, we understand that in the children that make parents that sad or pity, in people's eye, in the world's view, they might be also successful. They are very beautiful, handsome.
Yeah. 但是我们在看约瑟呢，或者我们在思想圣经中像但以理啊，像提摩太这些年轻人，他们让他们的父母就是 就是觉得很幸福很荣耀。那跟前面那些孩子有什么不同呢？
And, but if we think about in the Bible, they call those children or child that make their parents happy, like Joseph, like Daniel, like Timothy. And what the difference between these two group of people?
因为这些人他们顺服神。
Because this group of children, and they submit themselves to God, submit themselves to the will of God.
而那些就是像亚撒龙啊，像以利的两个儿子啊，他们是什么？他们是一个就是抢肉吃，为了满足自己的欲望。
And but the other group, like Absalom and Eli's two sons,They just satisfy their own desire. Like Eli's two sons, they want to eat meat, they just grab the meat.
亚撒龙就要满足自己的骄傲。
And Absalom want to satisfy his own pride.
我要做王啊，我最英俊啊。
I want to, because I'm the most handsome one, I want to become a king.
所以我们要有个看到一个细节哈，亚撒龙是为他的头发非常自豪，因为他头发很漂亮的。
And I want you to, if you read the Bible, if you pay attention to one detail,Absalom actually very proud of his beautiful hair.
但是他后来怎么死的？就被这个头发害死了，是不是
？Do you know how he died? He died of his hair, actually.
所以上帝做很多很多事情，其实给我们传递许许多多的信息。
So Bible recorded that what God did a lot of things is try to give us this type of message.
所以什么是真正有福的人呢？就看到耶稣。答案的第二部分就是你遵从神的旨意，你听神的话，遵从神的旨意，你就是有福的。无论你是约瑟，无论你是提摩太，还是其他的孩子，或者你是做父母的，也是这样。你尊重听神的话，尊重神的旨意，这是真正有福的。
So from second part of it, what Jesus is saying is that what is a true blessing is that your blessing if you hear word of God and keep it, and then you will be the blessing. No matter your Joseph, your Daniel.Or you are the parents. As long as you hear a word of God and keep it, and then you're blessed.
耶稣的母亲玛利亚是这个世界上最有福的女人，万代都要称她有福。
And Mary, the mother of Jesus, is the most blessed woman. And the Bible said, generation generation will declare she was the blessed one.
不仅仅是因为玛利亚有一个儿子耶稣。
It's not only because Mary has the son, that Jesus.
是因为玛利亚顺服神的旨意。
Because Mary actually submit herself to the will of God.
她听见神对她说话，她就顺服，无论给她自己带来多么大的痛苦，给她自己带来多么大的羞辱，她就顺服。她说：“我是主的女仆，我是主的婢女。”
And when they hear God say to her that, angels say to her that she is going to bear a son, she submit herself to God. No matter how this submission will bring how many difficulty to her, humiliation to her, it doesn't matter. She just say to the Lord, said, I'm the man of the Lord, so I will do whatever you commanded me.
所以我们从玛利亚身上我们来思想耶稣说的话，就是人们都说，哎呀，耶稣啊，你的母亲玛利亚真有福气啊，因为有你这个儿子哈。
And so let's think about this. When the all crowd, the people cried, Jesus, your mother is really happiest, blessed person because she has the son like you.
耶稣说，是的，是的。
And Jesus said, yes.
耶稣说，但是要做听神的话、守神旨意的人，那是更有福。就是玛利亚就是这样的。
And Jesus basically says, yes, yes. But more than that, if the person hear the word of God and keep it, it will be even more blessed. And Mary is like this.
曾经呢，就是有一件事情哈，就是很有意思，就是在美国有一个广播电台，然后这个广播电台的主持人呢是个儿童心理专家，他专门接儿童打过来的一些心理咨询电话。
And there's things that happen in U.S. There's a broadcast, and that broadcast is that this is basically takes children's call, and the host actually is the psychiatrist, and he just provide psychiatrist counseling to the children.
那么有一天呢，有一个小女孩，六岁的小女孩 Alice 就打电话，就问这个主持人，她说她现在很痛苦，她碰到一个难题。
And one day, a six years old girl called Alice called this radio station and asked this psychiatrist, said, "Well, yes, she has a problem. She said, she is very painful. She has a problem."
她说我的问题是，就是我是一个好孩子，我总是照顾我的弟弟。我在家里做很多事，我虽然才六岁，我弟弟很调皮的。
And she said, my problem is that I'm a good children, and I always do what my father, parents, tell me, and take care of my brother, but my brother is really naughty boy.
我弟弟每天上床之前，睡觉之前，他一定要爸爸妈妈给他一个苹果。
And my brother actually, every time, night when went to the bed,He always asked my parents to give him an apple.
但我爸妈就给他苹果。
And my parents just gave him an apple.
那我要我爸妈就不给。
And if I ask, my parents don't give me.
这个小女孩很痛苦，六岁很痛苦。她说这个怎么办？她说，难道做好孩子就没有回报吗？就没有苹果？调皮的弟弟，他想要什么就有什么。
So this little girl is very, very painful. She said, "Well, this why this become a good child, there's no reward, but my naughty brother will have always every time has an apple."
后来这个心理学家就愣住，他不知道怎么回答。他说，哎呀，我不知道怎么回答这个问题。但是我以后想到答案了之后，我再来找你哈，我再来告诉你。
And the psychiatrist at that time, he just couldn't figure out how to answer that little girl's question. So he just said to this little girl, "Sorry, I don't have an answer at this point.Time and once I find, I'll tell you.
就这个问题一直在这个主持人心里啊，就是一直没忘记。结果三年后，这个主持人经历一件事情，他终于找到答案了，怎么去回答这个小女孩。
And so this question actually is continued to remain in the psychiatrist's mind, and he tried to figure it out. And eventually.3 years later, he ran into one thing, and he think he find the answer.
就这个主持，就这个电台的主持人哈，他有个心理学家，他就参加一对夫妻的新婚夫妇的婚礼。
And basically, this psychiatrist is the host. Basically, one day he went to a wedding.
然后在这个婚礼当中，因为这个新郎啊，他太紧张、太兴奋了，他就把这个戒指要戴在这个新娘的这个手上嘛，无名指上，结果他弄错了，他该戴左手，结果他戴到右手上去了，但弄错了。
So in the wedding, the bridegroom actually maybe is too nervous or too excited. He tried to put the ring to the bride's hand, but he made a wrong hand. He got it wrong.
然后呢，就说这个牧者他就是灵机一动啊，他就让他纠正过来，他不能说，哎，你带错了，你赶紧给他改过来，他不是这样说，他就是这样说，他说，哎呀，就是你妻子的这个右手啊已经很完美了，那是你可以把这个戒指呢戴在他的左手。
And so this the pastor, the host of the wedding is kind of pretty smart. He don't want to say, hey, you got it wrong. He just tried to.Ask him to correct this mistake, but he don't want to say, hey, you got it wrong. So he's very smart. He said, your wife's right hand is already beautiful enough, so you can put this ring into her left hand.
后来那个电台主任听了这句话，哦，他明白，我突然找到答案了，我怎么回答三年前这个小孩子问的这个问题。
So the host, when he saw this scene, he suddenly kind of opened to him, he said, oh, finally, I find the answer to this little girl that posed that question 3 years ago.
然后他回去就把他那个电台所有的节目，其他的节目全部暂停，就在电台里一直喊，就是寻找这个 Alice.
So he ran back to the radio station and stopped all the program, and he's tried to call this Alice again and again in his broadcast.
因为这个节目他的听众群都很固定的，然后呢，就终于就找到了这个 Alice. 那个时候已经九岁了嘛。
And because this his audience is pretty fixed, so finally he did find this little girl, and that time she is 9 years old.
然后他就告诉就是 Alice 啊，就我终于找到答案了，就是上帝给你的回报啊，上帝给你的福气啊，你已经得到，就是上帝让你成为一个好孩子。
And she told this Alice, said, the blessing that God gave to you, you already have it. Because that blessing that God gave you is you are a good child.
所以我们说我们对福气的理解就是说啊，上帝啊，你给我一个好孩子，我就是有福气的人，或者你给我一个好父母，我就是有福气的人。我们很多时候我们对福气是这样来理解。
So a lot of times we think about the blessing is that, Lord, if you give me a good child, I will be blessed. Or some other child said, Lord, if you give me a good father or mother, parents, then I'm blessed. That's what I understand of a blessing.
但耶稣说什么？你做一个听神的话、遵循神旨意的人，你就是最有福的了。
And but what Jesus said, you become a person who hear the word of God and keep it, and you are blessed.
你还要什么苹果呢
？And you don't need an apple.
你已经是最有福的人了。
You already be a blessed person.
其实圣经是怎么说？我们一起来读哈，《以弗所书》的一章第三到六节。
Let's look at what the Bible said about blessing. Let's read together in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 to 6.
以弗所书一章三节起，我们大家看到可以一起来读。
Let's read together.
以弗所书一章第三节起，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。又因爱我们，就按着自己意志所喜悦的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。以弗所书一章这几节经文让我们看到上帝给我们的福气是什么。
And the passage we just read let us know what the blessing that God already gave to us.
上帝在基督里给我们各样的福气，各样天上属灵的福气了，给了，已经给了。
And the passage basically affirmed us that God in Jesus Christ has already gave us all kinds of spiritual blessing.
那这个福气是什么呢？使我们在神面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
So number one, we can see we should be holy in front of the God without blame before him.
我们做一个无罪的人，我们做一个可以听神的话、遵行神旨意的人，我们可以做一个圣洁、无有瑕疵的人，这就是神给我们的福气。
We can hear the word of God and keep it, and we become holy and blame without blame in front of God. That's the blessing that God gave to us.
这就是福气。
And this is the blessing.
上帝没有在说其他的东西。
And God didn't say something else.
上帝没有说，你看。你看你做神的儿女好吧，对不对？你看你有的东西别人都没有哈，我是说地上的一些东西哈，上帝没有说这些东西。
And God didn't say that as a children of God you're good because you have the things that other people don't have. I'm talking about earthly things.
上帝说你有一样东西，哇，就是你的福气，就是你可以做一个合神心意的人。
And God basically says you have one blessing and you can become a person who pleases God.
然后福气是什么呢？拥有神儿子的名分。
And the second is that we have adopted as a son, to Jesus. By Jesus.
我们是神的孩子，这就是福气了。我们可以被称为神的孩子，这就是福气。
We are called the children of God. This is a blessing.
啊，就比这个地上一切的所谓地上的这些物质的东西更加的宝贵。穷人也可以做神的儿子，富人也可以做神的儿子。
This is much, much more precious than the earthly things. It's much more valuable for the earthly things. The poor people can become a children of God. Rich people can become a children of God.
有权势的人，没有权势的人，都可以成为神的儿子。
People in power can become a children of God. People in the very bottom of the society can become a children of God.
神的儿子的名字是记载在上帝的生命册上的。
The name of a son...God's son of God was recorded the book of life in heaven.
所以能够成为神的孩子，能够听神的话，遵行神的旨意，做圣洁没有瑕疵的人，这就是最有福的事情了。
So become the children of God and be holy in front of God without blame. This is the most blessing we have.
我不知道大家在各自的人生经历中，你经历过最让你觉得幸福的时刻是什么时刻？
I don't know what in your life experience in the moment. What's the moment that make you happiest moment?
我有一次在一次查经聚会当中，我有一个年轻人，他的举动让我印象非常深刻。
And I remember one thing in the Bible study, a young man's action make me a very impression in my mind, in my memory.
这个年轻人呢，就是他以前是个很骄傲的人，他是看自己很优秀，然后他也却说那非常骄傲的一个人。
And I remember this young man used to be a very pride person. He think himself is very excellent and very proud of himself.
后来他来他那个时候还不是基督徒啊，但是他对圣经有兴趣，他来参加我们的这个查经班。
At that time he's not Christian yet and he has an interest in the Bible, so he come to the Bible study group.
后来有一段时间哈，就是我们从经文当中来看到，我们每一个人在神的面前其实都是罪人，要认罪的。
And for a period of time we study Bible, we lead everypeople come to the understanding that everyone is a sinner. We have to come to the Lord, confess our sin.
后来那个年轻人那天晚上，哇，他突然就开始认他自己各种骄傲的罪、悖逆的罪，哭啊，嚎啕大哭，哭了很长的时间。我们那些人都震惊了，包括他的那些同学啊、好朋友都震惊，从来没有见过他是这个样子。
And at that night, then he come to the sense to.Acknowledges sin, all kinds of sin, and in front of everybody, and is crying for a long time, and so it's made such a big shock among the rest of us.
然后他也对他周围的同学也道歉，因为他那个时候他醒悟过，其实他很多时候伤害了很多人的。
And at that time, he also apologized to his classmate, the people there. He realized his pride hurt a lot of people before.
后来我那时候想，哇，这个晚上对他来说肯定是很痛苦的经历吧？这么没面子，这么这个样子，哭成这样，这太没面子了嘛。
I was thinking that night must be the most painful night because it's such a shame, you know, cried among all the people and so on and so forth. And I have to apologize to all the people.
后来这个年轻人就是跟我谈，他说那个晚上是他活这么大最幸福的一个晚上了。
And then later, this young man talked to me, and he shared with me, he said, that night, for his whole life experience, this is the most happiest moment in his life. And he said that night is the most relaxed night. And the most free moment.
原来他说，哦，当我给别人说 sorry, 当我给别人说对不起的时候，我是如此的幸福。
And he said, when I say sorry to other people, when I say apologize to other people, I have so many happiness in my heart.
当我们不认识耶稣的时候，我们在想，这怎么可能呢？我们巴不得所有人给我说 sorry。
And when we don't know God, we will think how that be possible. We wish everybody say to us, say sorry, 道歉。
但是我们认识了耶稣，我们遵行耶稣的话去做，你发现哇，这不是让你苦的，这是让你甜的。
When we hear God's word and we keep it and we find it, this not make us sad and a bit, rather this is a make our life sweet and happy.
圣经中有一个税吏。
And in the Bible, there's a tax collector.
他以前他就是专门欺骗人讹诈人，他就是要赚很多钱嘛。
And the tax collector in Jewish actually is basically try to cheat people and out of money and make himself a lot of money.
有一天他见到了耶稣。
One day he met Jesus.
耶稣说那天晚上他就要到这个税吏家里去。
And Jesus said to this tax collector, tonight I will go to your house.
结果那个税吏那天晚上是他人生中最喜乐的时刻。
And that night is the most happiest moment of this tax collector.
不仅仅是因为耶稣去到他家里。
It's not only because Jesus went to his house.
因为他说凡我亏欠人的我四倍的偿还我家产的一半就分给人了。
And because he said, because Jesus came to his house, he repented and he said, half of my possession I'll give to people and the things I cheated before, those people I'll give them back four times more.
哇他很高兴他做这件事情之后他很高兴。
And after this, he's so happy.
我们不认识耶稣之前，我们在想，哇，我们这个钱越来越多，赚的越来越多，那多高兴的一件事情呢、啊、
When we don't know Jesus, we think, oh, we collect more money, I earn a lot of money, even in a bad way, we're very happy.
但是我们哪里知道，有一天，当你真正能够成为别人的祝福，你能够让别人的脸上浮出笑容，你比他更高兴。
And, but we don't know that one day if you can become a blessing of a people, you make happy of other people, but you are even happier than the people you blessed.
你让人家因为你人家愁苦的面容消失了人家心里发出喜悦你那个时候你想想你心里的喜悦
Because of you, other people with sad face turn to be a happy face.You think about how great a joy you have in your heart.
啊，我那天跟我的妻子就在家里就说哈，就说上帝喜悦看到人喜悦的脸。
And one day I was at home, I talked to my wife. I said, God will be enjoyed to look at people with a joyful face.
上帝不喜悦看见人愁苦的脸。
People, God don't want to look at your face with a full of sadness.
所以这就是上帝为什么让他的独生爱子耶稣来到这个世上，把人从罪和死亡当中拯救出来。
That's why Jesus, God sent His only begotten Son come to this world to save people from sin and death.
这就是上帝为什么对他的儿女说，就是基督徒说，你们要成为结果子的树，去祝福别人。
And that's why God told His children, that's a Christian, said you will become a tree, bear the fruit, become a blessing of other people.
啊，我们最后读两处经文。
And finally, let's read two verses.
我们大家一起来读启示录一章三节。
Let's read Revelation chapter 1 verse 3.
启示录一章三节起，念这书上预言。和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的因为日期近了好我们再来读一次经文启示录二十二章七节
Revelation 22:7
看哪、啊、我必快来凡遵守这树上预言的有福了好我们一起来做个祷告
Let's pray
我们在天上的阿爸父我们感谢你赞美你
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, praise you.
感谢你这样的恩待我们。
Thank you, have the grace upon us.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世上。
Thank you, you give us Jesus Christ, word become flesh, come to this world.
担负我们的罪，代替我们在十字架上接受罪的刑罚。
Bear our sin and as a substitute, take the punishment of a sin.
受死埋葬第三天从死里复活
and the dead buried and the third day raised from the dead
啊，赐给我们宝贵的信心让我们仅仅因着信靠主耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的救恩我们就罪得赦免
and we thank you you gave us the precious faith that only by trust what Jesus have accomplished on the cross our sin will be forgiven
我们就成为新造的人
and we become a new creation
我们就不在黑暗当中行
We no longer walk in the darkness
啊，我们就知道真理真理让我们得自由
And we know the truth and the truth will set us free
我们就成为一棵多结果子的树
And we become a tree bear fruit
我们就不仅可以听到神的话我们更也是有能力有信心去遵行神的话
We can not only hear the word of God but we also have the ability and the faith to keep his word
我们就成为真正有福的人。
We'll become a true blessed person.
愿圣灵带领我们。
May the Holy Spirit lead us.
让我们成为真正有福的人。
So that we become a true blessed people.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.